five straight games. I know the last game we talked about it not necessarily being about the amount of points you've given up, but I'm curious what you thought of the effort on the defensive end.
Well, we put ourselves in a really tough situation. We turned the ball over 21 times. A few of the possessions. But there are a number of things that, from a technical standpoint, trying to stay in front of drivers. And, there were times when we did those things, but there were also times when we did that and we got back to it for a layout. But more than anything, I think the turnovers, we've got to get more connected, more determined to execute so we don't turn the ball over and put ourselves in a position where, we're playing at a real disadvantage. And when we do get in half court, any of those breakdowns are exponentially impacted.
What do you think might be hindering the commitment to
I think, it's not any one thing. I think there's, a focus of detail, and the precision that it takes to execute in those situations. Hand down the ball in bounds, and it's two games in a row where we just turn the ball over based on that bounds and lay the ball. Those types of things. That's what I'm referring to with the connectedness. If someone's not open, someone else has to flash, we have to find that person, we have to back up, we have to attack. There are just too many plays like that for us to overcome. Unless we're doing everything perfectly, if we're spotting the team, those types of possessions, it's going to be really tough, and that's what you see. There are stretches where we aren't doing that. And just look at the differential in quarters, where tie one quarter, we win one quarter, and then it was two quarters pretty resounding.
Well, I know you talked about the ball security, but the overall possession game, also the glass on both ends of the floor. Is there anything that you're seeing? I know it's not always ever related, but execution stuff. What can be sort of that can be accounted for?
Yeah, I think they're kind of put them in the same bucket, not because they're just possessions, but it's playing through an entire possession. Understanding all of those little things, add up. Someone can't miss a block out or punish for it. You have to ball fake, or you have to shed a defender in order to get open. Those are things that I think you just have to value those even more. Because the result is what you just described. So when we do stop a driver and force a tough contested shot, we've got to fan back out and find those guys that are crashing glass and hit them earlier. And so there's a level of focus and determination to do those things that we have to find. That's at the core of this, there's captured, I think, the two most obvious things that result in 20 plus more possessions. I don't know what the exact number is, but if you get a team that many possessions, you're going to have a really hard time winning.
Thanks, Coach.